Praise Lord, my brothers and sisters. Greetings to you all in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit Podcast Ministries. Today's morning words for a devotion is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 11, verses starting from 21 to 24. Book of Mark, chapter 11, verses starting from 21 to 24. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. How beautifully Jesus Christ explains to his disciples with a sample of evidences. So when Jesus Christ was so hungry, he came and he saw the fig tree from a long distance, and he thought that if I go near to that tree, I might have some fruit to eat. But what happened? The fig tree didn't have any fruit, but it was full of leaves. So Jesus Christ was disappointed, and he cursed the fig tree and he said, No one will ever have fruit from you. The next day, when the disciples and the Lord Jesus Christ was going through that way towards the synagogue, they once again noticed that the fig tree which Jesus Christ he cursed, it had withered away. It started to shed its leaves, and it was only with branches. Its root were killed, and the tree is dead. So Peter says that, Rabbi, this is the tree that you have cursed yesterday, and you can see that it has been withered away. So Jesus Christ says that, have faith in God. He said, have faith in God. So through faith, whatever we ask in God, it shall be given to us. But a father is a loving father. It's not like an earthly father who doesn't know about the future. So our Father, who's the creator and who is the controller of this universe, he knows what is good for mankind and what is bad. Though we, his children, also understand what is good and bad, but we may tend to fail to have that vision of the long vision in our lives. But to the trustworthy, loving servants and loving believers, God will not provide you whatever you ask in his name, but he will give you what he desires according to his will. When Jesus Christ, he said to his disciples that when with faith you even look at the mountain and say, move away and cast into the sea, it shall be done. If you do not doubt in whatever you have said, but when you have strong and concrete faith in God. True. But my dear brothers and sisters, we have to speak against our problems in life. We have to have that steadfast faith when problems started to press us. We should not give away our faith, but we have to stand strong in faith which has been built upon the Lord God Almighty. Faith is one of the very prominent members in a Christian life. For any person to lead a spiritual life, to stand and to continue steadfastly in a spiritual life, we need to exercise faith in God. Only then, whatever we ask in prayer, it shall come to pass. If we wanted to pray for a believer, or if we wanted to pray for our friend or a family relative, or for anybody, if we have to pray, we have to feel in our heart that whatever I am praying, it shall be done, because our God is great and mighty. You have to believe that Whatever I ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it shall be done. But at the end, you surrender it to the will of God. As a good child, a good son and a good daughter will keep the supplication before the Father, but also will wait for the Father's smile. Will also wait whether the Father is accepting the supplication or whether the Father is not happy with what I have asked. Likewise, as a good child of God, always wait for God's approval. Whatever you have asked, it is right. We never say that is wrong. You should not ask God. But whatever you have asked, also discern within your heart. Also discern whether those things you have asked will be qualified by the Lord or not. That is most welcoming by the Lord. And God expects you to ask for His approval and ask for His agreement in whatever supplications you have made. My dear brothers and sisters, our God is a loving God. He is a gracious God. That's the reason that He might delay. He may delay to respond, and also at times He will not respond. That doesn't mean that God had forgotten you. God had gone away from you. No. It is all for your good. He wants you to be safe. He wants you to be protected. And he doesn't want you to be cheated or fooled by anyone. Especially, He wants you to be kept aloof from the enemy. But ask God for all goodness. He's able enough, He's able and mighty enough to provide you all your needs. That's what Apostle Paul says. That my God shall supply all your needs according to the riches and glories in Christ Jesus. Ask and it shall be given to you. Hallelujah. Your prayers will be answered. This doesn't mean that whatever you ask will not be given by God. Definitely, our God is a provider of all your needs. He is a provider. Amen. He knows what needs to be done. And the Lord God Almighty commanded Abraham to sacrifice his only son, whom he had waited for so many years. After the 99th year, God asked Abraham to go and give and sacrifice his child on the mountain. Abraham prayed and he lifted up the knife to cut Isaac. But our God is a provider. Hallelujah. And is a gracious God. He tests us. He tests our faith at times. We need to be strong in our faith. For we should know that God will test our faith. We have to exercise our steadfast faith always. The decider and the one who controls our life is God. We do not have any control upon our life. Once you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and when you have died and resurrected with Him through baptism, then it is not you who live, but it is God who lives in you. That is also faith. You have to believe that it is no longer it's me who is living, but it is Christ Jesus who is living in me. And when you pray to God, and you should have that faith that whatever prayer that you have asked or prayed will be heard by God. That is the least and the basic faith that you should have. Whatever prayers that you have made is being listened by God. God is hearing to all your prayers. He knows all your pain and your suffering. He is the one who is able enough to wipe away your tears. And He shall definitely, He will sit and prepare a table for you before your enemies. You have to believe all the words that you read in the scripture. You have to have that faith and exercise them whenever you read through a chapter. You have to take and own and claim the authority of the verses that you read. That is what God is expecting from you. and whatever talents have been given to you, utilize those talents for the glory of God. Everyone cannot be a prophet. Everyone cannot be an evangelist. Everyone cannot be a preacher. But whatever calling that God had called you with, be true to it. Be true to that calling. And try to multiply your talents, what God had given you. Do not keep it safe in the locker. Do not bury your talents. Exercise your talents. Multiply them. That is what God is expecting out of you. With faith, ask God. In order to do good things, ask God. Ask God for the strength and power to accomplish things and to fulfill things in your life. Ask God for good health, good relationship within a family. Ask God for peace. Pray to God for the peace of the nation. With faith, pray to God. With faith, pray for the healing of your brethren. Pray for the ministries of the church. Ask God for the strength that He shall provide to His ministers and church pastors. These are the areas where you can exercise your faith. And do not test God in vain. Hallelujah. God doesn't like that you will test Him. No. We do not have that authority. We are worthless to test God. Hallelujah. God can provide whatever things you ask in His name, but you should be loyal enough in your supplication. You should be loyal enough, and that should be the need of your heart. Hallelujah. God will provide all your needs. So whatever you ask should be a needful thing. What is needed? The peace for this world is needed. Healing for this need for this world is needed. Restoration of this world is needed. Food at your household is needed. Clothes for you is needed. Ask. Revival of the church is needed. Transformation of people. Many lives needs to be touched. That's needed. And God will provide the provision for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be mindful about what you're asking to God. Be always mindful and thoughtful. Be mature in spirit. Do not be like babies. Hallelujah. You are the children of the Almighty God. Have that standard built within you. You are a servant of God. That means you have gone beyond all the standards of this world. God had kept a seat prepared for you in heaven. Your citizenship is not in this world. God is breaking all the standards and the principalities of this world, that He shall merge you in the heavenly realm. Hallelujah. So even your thoughts and your standard and your thought process and your urging should be in that level. How will you build the kingdom of God? So whatever you ask in faith, that should always be in line with God, with what God expects you to do. Hallelujah. May the Lord speak to you. Have faith. Never lose them. Have steadfast faith, for the days are changing. For the days are changing, and we can definitely feel that the coming of the Lord is near. There are signs, there are many happenings, horrendous happenings, untoward happenings, unprecedented things happening in this world, which is teaching a Christian that the words of the Bible is getting, hallelujah, it's getting true and real, and it shall be ever the same. Whatever had been written in the words, in the scripture, years and years ago, is coming to pass. And every believer, let him multiply his faith and belief, for the words are living and these words are true. And the God who had called you, He He had called you with a purpose. He'll definitely lead you and will never leave you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you amazingly, abundantly. May He provide all your needs. And whatever you ask in His name, may the Lord provide you and keep you happy. And let His kingdom be glorified through you. May the Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound throughout until His coming. Amen. God bless.